Sean, just the little extra work you did there with the younger guys, is something you're used to doing after practice?
No, definitely. During, after, is something that I think is important for the secondary. And just trying to be out here and teach some of the guys the ropes and let them, you know, extra work is always good.
When you the first OTA day, I mean, the first time you're on the field as a team with the coaches and everything, mm-hmm. practice ended, and you brought the team up. And I mean, for some guys, that even with your credentials, Pro Bowl, whatever, new team, might not be in that moment, but just talk about your ability to go ahead and count it on and kind of like provide the leadership from there.
Well, that's just something that's been in me since, you know, I was young. I was always, you know, a motivating guy. I was always... I looked at myself as a guy who tried to lead out there. So I know it's a young crowd that we have here. I'm just going to show my and help out and share my experiences with some of them, and just show the work that I got. And it's always it's okay, you know, to go out here and ask questions, and especially me just shine a little light on them. I mean, like I said, I played in the postseason now, and been a part of some good teams, some bad teams. So I got a lot of experience in a lot of areas.
Oh,
man, those guys are good football players. I mean, you're going out here competing with guys like that. It ain't going to do nothing to enhance our performance on defense. You know, we're playing against a good group, Pro Bowler, with Vincent, and the upcoming with Mike. Man, he's a good football player. We all know that. Man, we got to go out here and compete with these guys on this football field to make our jobs easier on Sunday.
In what ways can that wide receiver unit push the secondary, you and Revis, later on to get better?
Because every time we come out here, it's more like a game tip. It's more like a game atmosphere as far as, you know, your mindset. You're coming out here competing. All of us compete out here. And we're trying to get one goal, and that's just to win. And in ball games, playoffs, and champion, and Super Bowl.
Deshaun, outside of personnel, what are some of the intangibles that make up a good secondary?
One, communication, you know. a lot of breakdowns happen for, like, communication in the secondary. There's so much that go on in the football field, and football games. And, I mean, communication is one. Definitely being on the same page, of course. And just being able to play fast, knowing what you're doing. Preparation is key. I think that preparation is the actual key, too. So once you know what you're doing, you'll be able to play fast and limit a lot of mistakes.
How much of that communication is getting built during these OTAs?
That's what it's all about, going to be on the same page. You're doing a good job in the meeting rooms and getting stuff explained and coming out here with teach periods and getting the guys to understand why we do certain things. Getting them to be confident in their calls.
Sean, a lot of teams are built from the front back, and you had some young guys up front. I know Gerald Van Poble, but do you guys feel like your own's going to drive the bus a little bit?
The
secondary from the back forward in terms of with yourself, Darrell?
Hopefully you come from all collective, all of us. You know, it's a team effort, man, especially this defense. We're a good football team. Young, like you said, but there's a lot of potential here. And I think Coach just brought us in to be, you know, good leaders and show them the way. I mean, I think this team had you know, a good chance to doing some good things. And I think just the experience that me and Darrell have will help out just being helpful back there, and especially on his defense.